T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour on a Friday, and it is such a big Friday! Oh my God!
He canes, Dolphins got him a win, big time!
Marlins and the Yankees!
Marlins!
Crank it up, Solana! Get him! Drop your draws!
Drop your draws! And your jaws. Drop everything. Drop whatever you
Crowder,
got to drop.
Are you dropping your draws?
I'm naked, baby. I'm naked right now.
Solana, are you dropping your draws?
They're off. They are off.
Jennifer, pants update.
They're dropped.
They're dropped. We got ourselves a 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour party. And you got a Heat game night tonight. Crowder, do you have the guts?
If you got the
guts. I have the guts.
He's got the guts. Solana, I know you got the guts, baby.
All I've got are guts.
Yes. Jennifer, do you have the guts?
My guts are oozing.
She's got oozing guts. Get her oozing. To a doctor.
No, take her to a doctor. Take her to watch the Heat game.
Take her to watch the Heat game. Just don't ooze on people. Don't ooze your guts on people. Nobody wants your guts oozing on them.
I'll try.
Ooze on Hawk. Ooze on Hawk.
No, don't ooze on me.
How are your draws?
My draws are in the pool. When Desmond Howard said he liked our show, I had to go jump in the cold pool. I left my draws in there.
And they're tiny whiteys because he's 51.
And they used to be white.
Oh.
Because I'm 51.
What?
They're supposed to be white because I was 51.
I'm going to call Lori.
Oh, my God.
You know what I have to say? Solana sacrificed. He's sacrificing for the Heat. With his girlfriend now, because if y'all didn't hear the story earlier, Solana is not watching the games with his girlfriend because game 3, we lost when he watched it with his girlfriend. Guys, I'm doing the same, but the opposite. I'm not sacrificing because in the first half of Heat games, I only drink Funky Buddha hard seltzer. But at halftime, I put the hard seltzer down and go to Hop Gun. That's my sacrifice.
That's
because
sacrifice.
I have guts. Yes.
Solana, I mean, you know, he's 25. His girlfriend, she's about your age, I'm guessing?
Yeah, she's a couple months older, but yeah, same age.
I mean, the Heat victory, like, it's a weekend, and she wants to watch the Heat with you, and it is an aphrodisiac. That is guaranteed sex, you realize.
Oh, yeah.
Solana is giving up guaranteed sex in order to ensure Miami Heat victories. I'm telling you, you deserve all the applause that you're getting. You deserve the tweet from Dwayne Wade and the Miami Heat and the t-shirt on honkedofflikeagoose.com. You deserve it all. You are, how many people would forego sex for a Heat victory? Not a lot.
Not Solana. Many Heat fans, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's it, Solana. Maybe Solana's better at Heat fandom than sex, and he just wants to play to his strengths.
listen, I have no doubt he's better at Heat fandom than Sex, because I don't think anyone can be better than him at Heat fandom. It's not a knock on your Sex abilities, Solana.
I tried to take a shot, but Hawk, you're right. He is.
Yeah.
He's the big Hawk. You say it all the time, and he is the biggest Heat fan I know.
He proved it, right? I mean, he proved it with this. Yeah, that is just fantastic. All right.
What's the guy that runs around and yells on the mic? Solana kills him.
Uptown Dale?
Oh, he's got nothing on you. That dude's got nothing on you. Nothing on you.
That's what they need to call him, Uptown Solana.
Well, he should be calling you for information.
Here's why I have to stop you guys as a minister of Heat culture. Uptown Dale slander is just not allowed. It's not allowed on my watch, gentlemen. Okay,
that's right. You're the minister,
especially the minister. On the eve of a Game 5 closeout Eastern Conference Championship victory.
What are you saying? A 5-game footlong?
Five game tournament sweep
for the Miami Heat.
Five game tournament sweep.
Here she comes. There's a person without pants.
No pants.
All right, let's get headlines. This is a fun night. You got Heat and Celtics tonight, game 5. And then tomorrow, Canes FSU. And you got Marlins Yankees, which could be a magic number game for the better be a magic number game because the season's going to end. Go ahead, Solana. What are the headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour?
So tonight's game, 8:30 tip-off. You can watch the game on ESPN, but also you can listen on 790, the ticket home of your Miami Heat.
Correct.
7:15, the pregame show will begin. Tommy Tighe, Jonathan Zaslow, and then Mike Inglis and Ruth Riley Hunter will have your call for the
Mike
game.
Mike Inglis going to join us next, by the way. We're going to do 15 minutes of Heat this hour as we approach tip-off.
Also tonight, the Marlins are in action at 7:05, so about 2 hours from now. It's
Let's
a first
go.
Of three-game series against the Yankees, the final three games of this 60-game season for the Miami Marlins.
And it's been a fun 60-game season. I'm not lying. Marlins have entertained. What did I say at 2 o'clock when we came on the air? The Dolphins gave us pleasure last night, right? We got pleasure from the Dolphins. The Marlins, they surprised us this season, right? We got fun and excitement and interest out of the Marlins. We didn't expect that.
No. They usually have, what is it, 162?
162 games.
In 60 games, they swung us from joking about them to talking about them, to be honest.
Yep, 100% correct.
Not only that, you had guys like Bob Nightingale declaring the season over for the Marlins, that they should end their season because they ruined baseball for everybody. Like the narratives against the Marlins at the beginning of the season were really bad, and this team
overcame.
Talk
about overcoming adversity. Yeah. They absolutely did this season.
Koopa Loop,
Pillows.
What we got? Cess Ditos. We got all the boys now. Come on. That's Sixto.
Noche de Sixto. Noche de Sixto. Yeah.
It was a Noche de Sixto the other night after my song.
Let's not revisit that.
7:30 p.m. I mean, could that tweet have come at a better time? I mean, I put out the biggest dud possibly in my radio career, which is saying a lot. And
Noche de Sixto. We all have to put our pants back on. We have to put on three pair of pants.
Bro,
everybody put your pants on. Everybody put extra pants on.
Still ain't wearing drawers, though.
Tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., it's UM versus FSU, the rivalry here at Hard Rock Stadium.
Hey, by the way, we just spoke with Desmond Howard in the last segment. Barry Jackson has tweeted out from the Miami Herald. Kirk Herbstreit has said he has come into contact with COVID-19. He has tested negative, but to be safe, he's going to call the UM-FSU game from his home in Nashville. So play-by-play man Chris Fowler will be at Hard Rock Stadium, but Kirk Herbstreit will be calling the game from Nashville, and I'm guessing he will be doing College Game Day in the morning from Nashville while Chris Fowler and Desmond Howard are at Hard Rock Stadium. I don't know about Lee Corso. He's been doing it from his backyard, but he lives in South Florida, so maybe he'll come there. I don't know.
Lee don't need to be around anybody. Lee needs to worry about Lee's health. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
And he better be putting on that
you know
that
what?
Sebastian hat when he makes the picks. Let's go.
I think he will. But if they're not coming to the game, that makes them safer because they can avoid the De'Aaron King fireworks that are about to go on.
Fireworks! Look out!
I love this spread, man. I'm enjoying watching this Lashley spread.
You know I love offense. That is fun for me. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys. Also tomorrow in the college football world, locally here, FIU will take on Liberty. I'm stoked about that. 1 p.m. kickoff.
Pause up, Papa. He is not only a big Heat fan, he is a big FIU Panther fan.
Wouldn't give up sex for FIU Panther win, though. I got to be honest.
Understood.
Yeah, I mean, we totally got it. We got our Super Bowl last year. Beat the Canes. Like,
totally understood.
Those Gators better not ask me to do anything like that because they are in trouble.
And speaking of the Gators, they do play tomorrow. Their first game, the SEC begins tomorrow. They'll play Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin and the boys at 12 noon.
Yep.
We're top five right now and haven't played.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
I don't know what's happening anymore. Like, I understand a preseason top five where no one's played, but you've got teams that have two games, like the Hurricanes. How can a team that has not played be ranked number five?
They made a song about this. They spell it out, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Well,
you got to respect the Gators.
I can't even argue that. I can't even argue that. That comes from a place of – I mean, what's Clemson?
Number one.
Are they number one? Yeah.
Yeah, Clemson 1, Bama 2, everybody knew that. But, yeah, no, I think some people will sneak up on them this year, Hawk, including those Gators. Y'all don't play songs when I say stuff about the Gators. You guys, it just falls off.
Listen, you can go do a show in Gainesville. Have fun with that. This hour brought to you by Zaxby's.
To get 17 cents an hour, I'm good. I'm going to chill. I'm going to chill right down here.
The 5 o'clock Zaxby's salad hour is always a great time on Gainesville 101, the voice of Gainesville.
I would have to take 45 cases of Funky Buddha up there. I don't even know if they sell it. got a plan in advance.
All right, anything else, Alana?
Yeah, guys, Sunday, Inter-Miami. They'll look to bounce back after a pretty tough loss on Wednesday against the New York Red Bulls. They play the Philadelphia Union.
That's an evergreen highlight. You could just load that up in the holster. The Inter Miami looking to avenge something, just come on, it's happening to this team.
It's at 7:30 on Sunday. These sports updates were brought to you by the 2020 Census. Commissioner Steve Bovo, he's asking for your participation in the 2020 Census. It ensures Miami-Dade County gets the funding it needs for hospitals, schools, transportation, and other vital services and programs. Complete the census today at my2020census.gov.
All right. You got any weather?
Yeah, guys. Right now, about 20% chance of rain in South Florida. That'll increase, though. We're going to see some showers later tonight. That's your weather.
I don't want to put you on the spot here. Do you know what the weather is going to be tomorrow night at Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens, for the Canes FSU game?
So my weather app only gives me a 24-hour whatever.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And right now it's 5.
You don't have a weather app that's got a 10-day forecast?
Yeah, I mean, I do. Everyone but it just I don't actually open up the weather app to do the weather.
What did you ask about, Hawk? I could tell you. I have every hour for the next 7 days on my phone.
What's the weather going to be like for Canes FSU in Miami Gardens tomorrow?
You want, like, the actual thing? Or?
I'm looking at it now. Tomorrow night, Miami.
Well, if I didn't want the actual thing, what would I be at? Like, what would be my option?
I mean, a 20% chance of rain always works for me.
You know what? He's not off.
That's why I said it always works. If it works, it works.
It's a 30% chance of rain. It's going to be right around the low 80s at game time. But, yeah, Solana, you weren't far off, bro. Good guess.
Look at you, Solana. Solana is just feeling himself, man. And deservedly so, man. You are killing it. Just a time of your life. All right. Anything else?
I mean, you want another fake weather reporter? I mean, I don't know.
I guess that's it. All right. 15 Minutes of Heat is coming up next. Mike Inglis, the radio voice for the Miami Heat. We'll look ahead to tonight's game. So we'll do our 15 Minutes of Heat here momentarily.
I've been telling y'all about my homeboy Eric Nunez and Lubeck Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet for years. It's your fault if you're not getting the best deals on cars, because that's what Eric Nunez and Lubeck Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet does. And Eric's telling me that there are a lot of fake deals and fake pricing going on right now. Don't fall for it. Don't go for the one price online. You go down to the dealership. Now they give you another price, $8,000 higher. Just go to Lubeck Road, because the price they give you is the price you get. Lubeck Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet has the lowest prices anywhere, and it's the lowest real prices. And no one shall sell Chevys for less than Lubeck Road, and no one ever has. Since the 50s now. Since the 50s. Family owned and operated since the 50s, giving generation after generation of the best deals you can get on a Chevy. So no one has ever and no one will ever sell Chevys for less. You got to go down to Lubeck Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet and check out the thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles right there in stock. You can go test drive them. You can go down there and pick your car out. But if you're not comfortable, they will deliver it to you. Go online, shop in store. Whatever you want to do, Lubeck Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet is the best, and they want to make their customers happy. The price they show is the price you get. If you want to be treated like family, trust me, you know I got my Suburban out front. Y'all see me in my Suburban. Y'all know y'all see me in my Silverado. I wanted the best treatment. I wanted to be treated like family, so that's why I go to Lubeck Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet to get the lowest price guaranteed. Lubeck Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, let's do 15 minutes of Heat on a Heat game night. That is next here on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You nailed it.
Hawk and Crowder.
That is our Friday final segment song. A little Houdini on your Funky Buddha happy hour. Let's go.
The freaks are coming out at 8:30. Bam out of Bayou. Tyler Hero.
Hope
Duncan.
So.
Yes, talk man. Buckets. My man, the Dragon. The freaks are coming out about 8:30 tonight, baby.
Love it. I love it. So it is a Heat game night, and you will hear the game on 790 The Ticket. Solana is being loved on the text machine for his Heat fandom, and deservedly so. Line is up to 3.5 tonight. Heat is plus 3.5 now. So money is coming in on Boston. People believe that this is going to be a Boston game.
Solana talked about it earlier. The Heat have been dogs every game this series, and they're up 3-1. And they're dogs tonight. It's crazy.
Jimmy Butler over-under tonight. See if you like any of these. Jimmy Butler over-under on points is 20.5. I don't think I could bet an over on him just because he doesn't love that. He doesn't live for scoring. We know that.
No, he wants to play a team game. Yeah, I can't. I hope they have a Crowder prop because I think Crowder goes off tonight.
They do not.
Because Crowder's not scored. I think Crowder
he
scored
had a bad game.
Yeah.
He had a bad game four. Yeah.
What are they talking about the Dragons going to do?
19.5 is the over-under on Goran.
I like over on that.
How about over-under on Goran Dragic, three-point field goals made is set at 2.5, so he'd have to hit 3.
Is he going to be the shooter?
The trigger on that. I don't know.
I can't. Tyler's going to shoot, and then they got to try to get Duncan off. I like Dragon's point.
I mean, they're going to double Tyler, though, right? I mean, if you're Brad Stevens, aren't you saying to yourself, I'm not letting that kid beat me again?
Yeah, but Duncan had, Hero had like a 10-minute stretch of beautiful basketball. But
you see that he can cause damage single-handedly, driving, pulling up from three. Like, I'm wondering if I'm Brad Stevens, if I go, I'm not letting him beat me again, or if I'm saying, yeah, let's see the rookie beat me again. Like, I wonder which track would you take?
I think there's a healthy balance in between, right? It's not let's game plan for Tyler Hero to avoid him going off for 37. Look, Tyler Hero's not going to have 37 again tonight. But at the same time, yeah, like pay attention to the scouting report. Remember, he has his stuff going. Like you can't let off the gas. I think what Heat fans are most excited for tonight is if they are going to be pressuring and worrying so much about Tyler Hero to avoid a rookie dropping, you know, 30-plus points on you again, that's going to open up Duncan Robinson and Jay Crowder and give them more room tonight.
Because, and those guys have to hit their shots, though.
Right, right, definitely. Those guys had 6 points combined. Each of them had 3 points last game, and the Heat won, which is, seriously, that's incredible given how important Duncan has been to this team throughout the entire season. Before the playoffs,
I love the fact that they made that big point of, you know, Duncan, you have to shoot. You got to take your shots. They broke into his post-game press conference. Shoot the ball. And I got to feel they're all, after that last game, they're like, yeah, and not so much anymore, Dunk. You know, know your role, kid.
But guys, that you're talking about Brad Stevens, right? Like Brad Stevens with Jimmy Buckets, with Jimmy, who's the best, or our best player. I don't know, you know, if you can argue that. But then Dragic would have to be the, or he's my playoff MVP. So you have those two guys, and you're dwelling on Tyler and Duncan, two babies. I think I'm with Solana where they just run their defense. You can't, if they double team Tyler Hero tonight, I would be extremely surprised.
Our friend Kendrick Perkins, who is leading the Heat bandwagon, he and Solana, I mean, have shown themselves to be two very worthy fans. Kendrick Perkins tweeted out, it's time for Brad Stevens to step up his game because right now Eric Spoelstra is coaching circles around him. Carry on. I love what he said. Carry on.
Bro, 100%.
But he is. He is. He's embarrassing him, right? I think he's embarrassed. Yes. He embarrassed. Who is the Indiana coach that got fired?
I can't remember his name.
Solana, you know.
We already forgot his name.
I can see his ugly little face, but I can't. He's weird. He looks like you would check his browser history and be upset. Man, what's this?
Somebody texted in 786-360-790. The heck is the name of the Indiana coach? He got fired.
Nate McMillan. There we go.
And then
doesn't he look like, if you wouldn't you be scared to check his browser history? Like, seriously, come on now.
Like, who at work would you be scared to check their browser history? It's got to be Dan Day, right?
Dan Day, yeah, hands down, Dan Day.
Like, he's on a whole different web. It's like it's not even the web that we know. It's just a whole different web.
Number two is Len.
Len. Yeah.
Len's number two. I don't know what's on there, but I just think it'd be weird.
Antoine's got some weird stuff on his browser history.
I know what's on Antoine.
Ed.
BBW.
He ain't lying. I know a lot of listeners don't know Antoine.
BBW.
And I'll tell you, the way that Solana's getting frozen out by his girlfriend now, he may have that on his browser as well, because you know Solana's down with it.
And he's number three, because I think Solana's into some weird stuff. girls with Duncan Robinson jerseys on. What? Why would you want to see that, huh?
Goran Dragic. Over-under on assists is 4.5. Bam Adebayo on points is 17.5.
I'd take the under on that tonight.
I like the over Bam's on that under? As well. No, I like the over.
Hmm. I like the over too, man.
He got hurt
I'm between. I think we got to go. I think Jimmy, I'm with you, Hawk. Jimmy scares me. I think our pick is between Bam or Dragic over. I think I guarantee one of those two are going over.
I like the Bam over. I do like that. 17.5. I mean, that's around his average, right? Solana's got to be like 16 or 17, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's and he scored 20 last game. I'm hesitant to go over in a game like tonight because I think points are going to be hard to come by. He's going to be playing defense at such a high level. And don't forget, he hurt his offhand, is not his shooting hand. But that'll still affect your confidence.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Yeah. I totally forgot about the wrist injury. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, he said he's good. Look, he said he's
good. No. I get it. But, I mean, he literally wasn't using that arm at the end of the game.
It looked like it was dead. So
yeah, he could say he's good all he wants. It was like Mr. Deeds and his dead foot. Like, he was just dragging it around.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one thing about betting an over is the guy has no ability to shoot.
Yeah, yeah, man, I think Dragic then. I think let's do Dragic over 19.5. What do you think about, we talked about this earlier, the first quarter. Celtics are like minus that. -2 for the first quarter. You think they come out strong?
Bro, you're the favorite. You've been the favorite in four straight games, and you're the favorite in game five, and you come out lackadaisical. I think it can't. I love the Celtics over in the first quarter, but I'll be honest, if we want to bet the Heat to win the game, I'm with that too, because we've seen it doesn't matter how much they're down by in the third or fourth quarter, they're going to make it a game. They made it. People forgot. They made it a damn game in game three.
Right, that where they weren't in it at all. All of a sudden, it was a game. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Like what, 5 or 6 point deficit, and then the Boston Celtics took off, bro. I think we got a peg on this series.
All right. And we're definitely gonna bet the Hurricanes tomorrow, right? We're betting Hurricanes minus 11.
Let's get it in, because I would anticipate that goes up before game.
I think it goes up as well. And Crowder, if you listen to the beginning of the show, Crowder has been on fire. 4 out of his last 4. He texted us before the Dolphins. If you were listening around this time yesterday, you heard it. He texted, yeah, let's take the Dolphins and the Dolphins money line. And Dolphins, we talked about it at 2 o'clock. I mean, from wire to wire, they were in control of that game last night.
Outclassed. We haven't said that a lot about the Dolphins in the last 2, 3, 4, 10 years. Outclassed. They outclassed the Jaguars last night. They did.
Somebody says, Kendrick Perkins is not Heat culture compared with Solana. That's like comparing a puddle to an ocean. Look at you, Solana. Solana, you are a hero. A hero.
Still work to be done, everybody.
Still work to be done. But you want to get him in 5, the gentleman's sweep, a 5-game footlong.
5-game gentleman's sweep
for the Miami Heat.
5-game gentleman's sweep.
Where are the Solomon Hill props? Over on all of them.
We didn't even talk about that.
You're talking about Frederick Douglass? Yeah. Yeah, Frederick don't need no numbers.
Teen Wolf? Man, when they checked Teen Wolf in, I said, Spo's doing it. He's doing it. Teen Wolf coming in.
He doesn't jump as high as Michael J. Fox, though. It's something weird.
You know what he looked like to me? I'm not even joking. You ever saw the movie Us? He looked like a tether, right? He looked like Solomon Hill's tether. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right? Because the tethers underneath the funhouse, like they were a little out of it, looked a little crazy, like they were almost... that was Solomon Hill's tether that checked in.
So game 4, Solomon eats raw rabbits.
Yes. That's right. If you saw the movie Us, it's funny as hell. I don't know a lot of people that are getting the joke, but if you saw it, it's funny as hell. Let me talk about Cinch before we get out of here for the evening. Cinch.com, CYNCH.com. You know, summer is over, right? We are into fall, but grilling here in South Florida, that never stops. You want to make sure you have a lot of propane in your tank. But when it runs out, how about a service that just delivers you a brand new filled propane tank and takes away your empty tank? And it doesn't even matter what brand of tank you have that's empty, they take it away. The service is cinch.com. What a game changer. CYNCH.com. Now, if you use the promo code GETCINCH and it's your first order, you'll get that first tank for just $10. What a way to save time and money. Get that propane tank delivered right to your house. It's contactless. And then they take away your empty tank. Such a pleasure. Cinch.com. It is quick and easy. There's no contracts to sign. There's no delivery fees. It is as easy as I make it sound. You go to cinch.com, CYNCH.com, put in the promo code GETCINCH, and you get that first tank exchange for just $10. So easy, such a savings, such a convenience, such a pleasure. Go to cinch.com, CYNCH, cinch.com, and stay safe and stay grilling. From my friends at cinch.com. And don't forget to use that promo code GETCINCH. What a show. What a week of shows. And if you missed any of it, use the radio.com and the rewind feature. Use the radio.com app. Use the rewind feature. We had Desmond Howard today. Lee Sterling gave you some picks for the weekend. We visited Viva Hawk Vegas with Jen and Dono. We talked with Mike Inglis there from the Heat Radio broadcast. The best interview that I think we did all week, there were two of them. Desmond Howard today was great. Gus Frerot a couple days ago was unbelievably good. And you can get all those on our podcast. Go to radio.com or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. Download Hockman and Crowder. We would appreciate it. That'll do it for us. Hurricane Rewind with Joe Zagacki is coming up on 560 WQAM The Joe, and the Heat pregame show begins at 7:15 on 790 The Ticket. So go Heat, go Canes, go Marlins. Everybody have a great and safe weekend, and we will speak with you el lunes.
Oh, damn, my guts are oozing.
Drop your draw.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh no!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.